Amen, amen, amen. Prosperity, wisdom, huh? Amen. Turn to Jude. Just seemed good that we would read these verses, and then we're going to pray for about 5 or 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, because we have a lot to cover tonight. Online students, good evening. We're going to read Jude 20 through 23, and we're going to pray in the spirit to be built up. Amen. All right, y'all got Jude 20? Everybody got it? All right, ready? Let's read. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we're building ourselves up. And not only are we thinking about ourselves, we're also thinking about others in those verses. Amen? Let's stand up and let's just ask the Holy Spirit to just help us. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you and honor you. We just bless your holy name, Lord God. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to help us tonight. Not only help us to pray, but as we pray, we're praying to be built up in our inner man. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord God, building ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, yes, Lord God, strengthen. Alalala mahashanda rabakaya. Alalala bakashanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalala bakashanda rabakaya, you hear, Lord God. We're praying to keep ourselves in the love of God. Alalala kashanda rabakaya. Alalala bakashanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalala bakashanda rabakaya, you hear, Lord. Alalala bakashanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear, Lord God. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Filled with your compassion. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear for others, Lord. Alalala mahashanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalala rabakaya. Alalala makashanda rabakaya. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear, Lord. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalala makanda ramahiri me sende rebede. Alalande rebede. Alalande rebede. Alalande rebede. Alalala mahashanda rabakaya, you hear, Lord. Ere bonda rebede, you hear. Alalala makashanda rabakaya. Alalala bakalala kanda ramahiri me sanda rabakaya, you hear, Lord God. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalala makashanda rabakaya. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalanda rebede reboko shanda rabakaya, you hear. Alalala makashaya. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalanda rebede yasinda rebede, you hear, Lord God. Alalala makashanda rabakaya. Alalala makashanda rabakaya, you hear, Lord. Ededede rebedea. Alalala makashanda rabakaya. Alalanda rebedea. Ede dende ihia alalanda rabakaha shanda rabakaha ahaya ya hiere mese ahaya ya hiere mese ahaya ya hiere mese. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we have, let's see. Got a lot here we got to cover tonight. According to the schedule, your exam number 2 is next week. And next week is also our Thanksgiving holiday, so there will be no classes. As you are aware, according to the schedule, the exam will be posted Monday night and will stay up until the following Monday night. Now, this is an apostolic school, right? Everything is always subject to change. So make sure to check your inboxes. If there are any changes in the schedule, it'll be there or in your inbox, okay? All right, so that's number one. But as of right now, it is exams are going to coincide with our Thanksgiving holiday, all right? In this class, the only chapter that we have covered was Book 2, Chapter 11, Prayer and Spiritual Warfare. Now, as you go over your notes, there are other things that I brought to class that was not in the chapter. You should review quizzes 5 through 8, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Okay, I don't know about tonight. We'll see how far we get tonight. But that should help to prepare you for exam number 2. Okay, I'm trying to think if it was anything else. I tried to write everything here in my notes that I wanted to remember about this exam. I think in the beginning, I started stressing a lot of scriptures. A lot of them were related to prayer. I was looking through my notes. There was 2 scriptures dealing with confidence and obedience. And both of them were found in 1 John. I said, oh, okay, I got to be sure to remind them. One of them was 1 John 5, 14, 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, then whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. Remember that? All right, there was another one in 1 John. Okay, I'm looking for it. Okay, I got to go back a little bit more. I think it was 1 John, I want to say 3. But I know it had to do with confidence and obedience. Anybody found it? Okay, that sounds like it might be it. Okay. 1 John 3, 19 through 22. And that's the one that talks about if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. Anybody remember that? All right. But anyway, just be familiar with those scriptures. And then everything else is going to be probably in your notes or from the quizzes. Okay. All right, here is the burning question, especially for online students. Online students, listen up, listen. I need everybody to listen tonight. I'm going to be sharing some things that you're going to have to catch. You're going to have to catch it, okay? There were 203 students who took quiz number 7, which was great. You know, it's like, oh my God, look at here. Believe it or not, there was an overwhelming number, more than half, who made 100. But I got a lot of questions about question number 1 on quiz number 7, and I'll read it in just a minute. Okay, let me go ahead on and read the question. The question said, in class, We read Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, and prayed for Revelation. So those of you who may have looked at that, saw that. So the question came from a lot of students because we actually read 15 through 23 in class. The prayer itself begins at verse 17, okay? And so, you know, I want to thank those students who sent in the questions, because if I hadn't gotten so many questions, I never would have looked at this. I never would have realized, you know, that had happened. So at first, you know, like I told y'all, I started feeling bad. It's like, how did I let this happen? This happened again. You know, it's happened before. And I was just going on and on and on. But what the questions did, you know, when I realized what had happened, it prompted me to pray and ask God, what is this all about? This is like the third or fourth time. This is what I told myself. I said, Lord, what is this all about? What's going on? And this is the part that you're gonna have to catch it. The first thing the Holy Spirit began to explain to me, he said, did you read 17 through 23? Okay, that's what he said. He said, did you read 7? And you know, you got to know my personality. I'm the kind of person who wants to explain everything. And if you can imagine me trying to explain something to the Holy Spirit, I say, yeah, you know, I said, yeah, but, you know, and I was going to try to explain. He said, did you read 17 through 23? And I said, yeah. I said, but it was a part. Did you read 17 through 23? I said, yeah. He said, well, if you read 17 through 23, even if it was a part, the question cannot be false. You see what I'm saying? It could not be false. Online students, it could not be false because it was included in what we read. Even though we began at verse 15, 17 through 23 was included in what we read, and we prayed for revelation. Okay. The second part, you know, when I asked God, I said, you know, what is this all about? You know, so, I mean, I was fine then, because I mean, I tried to delete the question and everything, but once you publish, y'all don't know what that means on the quizzes and the exam, but once you publish it, you can't delete anything. You can edit it, but you can't delete. So it's like, okay, well, I got to let it stay and on and on and on and on. So once the Holy Spirit began to explain this to me, I said, oh, okay. I said, then I explained to him, I don't give trick questions. I said, I'm not trying to trip anybody up. You know, I'm trying to share with you, in the quiz, what we said and what I thought was important. That's that you should hold on to. Then he began to explain to me, I shared with you in our last session that we were at another level, okay? That God has chosen this class to bring to another level, okay? He said to me, the way I was trying to do the questions, I was keeping y'all in kindergarten. Wow. Yeah, you're at another level, and I'm still, what I was doing, I was phrasing the questions, making sure, trying to make sure that I had it worded exactly the way the author said it, because I didn't want anybody to think that I was trying to trip them up. And I was going like the extra mile. Oh, if the author said and I put or something like that, I mean, I said, oh, no, I got to change that, because, you know, they're going to say that's not the way the author said it. But again, remember, this is an apostolic school. We're under an apostle, and you are now at another level. Okay, so at another level, the expectations are going to be different. It's just so amazing that all of this was going on. An apostle comes out, starts teaching about, you know, building in the spirit. Amen. And I had just said, how important it was to pray when you're getting ready to take your exams. Ask the Holy Spirit some questions. Ask him to show you some things, reveal some things to you. Because you're going to have to rely on the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this level. Amen? Amen. At the level that we are right now, you're going to have to understand that the Holy Spirit is there and that he is there to help you. He's there to teach you. He's there to reveal to you. He's there to guide you. Okay? He is your holy friend. Amen. 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 And so at this level, like I was saying, you know, I had in my notes, we're at another level, no longer in kindergarten. Our goal is application. Remember, I told you that. By now, there should be a change in your prayer life. Amen. There should be a change in your prayer life. Second year students, I mean, you took what you learned last year, put it what you're learning from Mr. Bounds and this class. And I mean, you should definitely be at another level in your prayer life. Amen. Amen. Then he said, do we think God is trying to trick us? Now that caught me. Y'all didn't do like I did. I said, ooh, you know, because a lot of times, you know, just like, you know, people think I'm doing trick questions. Do you think God is giving you any trick questions? You know, are you looking to God and, you know, dotting I's and crossing T's? Did I say, I'm not going to say in the name of Jesus, but, you know, did I say it the right way? Did I leave out a word? Or did, you know, oh, no. God is not like that. Amen. He's a God of order. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And you know, my example, I can remember this was a few years back. I was under attack and I heard the word, it ain't nothing. Now, you think I'm going to sit up there and argue with God about we don't use ain't no more? No. You know, you just can't do that. You just take whatever he say and tell him thank you for it and go with it. And God is not trying to trick us. Not at all. Don't you ever think that he's trying to pull one over on you, or the Holy Spirit is trying to pull one over on you, you know, just to see what you know. Is it the right? No. My grandmother used to say, all he wants to know, God is looking at our heart, remember? And they would say, you make one step, he'll make two. Right. You know, all he wants to do is just, if we just start towards him, that's where his mercy and his grace comes in to meet us. So there are no trick questions with God. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to try to make sure I never give you any trick questions. You know, every now and then, I think that there was a question about faith and obedience. And on one of the quizzes, I switched it up. But I mean, it wasn't a trick question because it was just important. You got to know how important obedience is. You know, you can have faith, but if you're not going to obey what God is telling you, what good is your faith? Amen. 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 All right. So hopefully online students, especially, all hearts are clear. You understand what happened on quiz 7, question number 1. It is still true. Amen. It is not false. Otherwise, all those people who had 100, come on, think about them. You know, then they would have said, oh, no, that's true. But I had an overwhelming number of students who had 100. Okay. So, amen, we can put that to rest. At this level in our prayer life, there are some things that we need to know and understand about the working of the Spirit. And one of the things that came to my mind was spiritual gifts, because there are times that the gifts are going to be in operation at this level in your lives. You know, you're praying, you're seeking God, you're acknowledging the Holy Spirit, and every now and then it is possible for the gifts to move in your life. You need to know that, and you need to be able to recognize that. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Not in your book. iPhones, iPads, Bibles. Hint, especially to the students. Apostle said, Have your Bible. Have your Bible. He want to see your Bible. He wants you to use your Bible, okay? I mean, your iPhones and iPad, that's fine, but, you know, just a hint. Word to the wise, Grandma say. And we all wise, right? We all wise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At first, I was just going to read just the verses that talks about the spiritual gifts. But then I decided it looks like a good chapter. So I think I'm going to read the chapter. Amen. Yeah. So y'all just bear with me here. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm all over the place except chapter 12. Okay. Now, I have all of these little topics in this little Bible. The first one, it says, tests of the Spirit's control. The one that talks about the gifts, the spiritual gifts, diversity of the gifts. And then he says, importance of all gifts. So just follow along with me. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. I want you to know. Amen. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, he's going to tell us about the gifts. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit, get that word, manifestation, is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, number one, to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. The main thing to understand about the gifts is as the Spirit wills, okay? Apostle said something about that this evening, you know, about we need the Holy Spirit, amen? You know, you can't operate in the gifts outside of the Holy Spirit because he is the one who's giving you the gift. Amen. And it's as he wills. Verse 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? It still is, huh? Amen. 16. And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now faith, but now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. Y'all following? Okay. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow a more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. Those things that we don't think are important. Amen. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism, no division, in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church. Here we go down. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Okay, thank you. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healing? No. Do all speak with tongues? Now, that speaking with tongues, don't let that throw you, because he's talking about the gift of diverse kinds of tongues that he talked about over in... let's see, verses 4 through 11, okay? That's as the Spirit wills. It's different from your regular prayer language. There is a prayer language in tongues, and then there's a gift of diverse kinds of tongues. You'll hear it sometimes in services. You know, a person will just begin to speak out. Always remember, it's as the Spirit wills. Amen? And usually there will be someone there to interpret the tongues. You know, when a person speaks out in a service like that, then someone is gonna interpret. Now, and it's not always the person who spoke. Amen? Amen. Years ago, Apostle explained that. When you have diverse kind of tongues and then interpretation, it becomes prophecy. Amen? Amen. Because that's what they're doing. You know, they prophesying, but they prophesying in the spirit, and we can't understand it. And so we need an interpreter. Amen. So that interpreter comes, but it's a gift, even the interpretation. You know, a person might get up there and say that they interpreted, and it's, you know, they're talking of themselves. You know, they're not following after the spirit. But you know it. You can tell. You can, man. So he's not talking about our prayer language here. He's talking about the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. Amen. Let's see. Have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret. See? And then verse 31, but covet earnestly the best gifts. And they say, well, what's the best gift? Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. The one that you need at that moment. That's the best gift. Amen. You know, if you need a miracle, you don't necessarily, let me see, I'm trying to think. Well, you don't necessarily want discerning of spirits. You know what I'm saying? You want working of miracles. You want special faith. You want a power gift. Amen. And I'm going to go over those for you in just a minute. But covet earnestly the best gift, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And then he goes into love. Amen. What I wanted you to see and understand is that these are spiritual gifts. Now, they are divided into three categories. The first one is revelation gifts. These are gifts that reveal something. Okay. Now I'm not going to be able to go into a whole lot of detail, but you know, I'm going to give them to you and then the categories. So the revelation gifts include the word of wisdom. You know, we're talking about, the thoughts in the mind of God. The word of wisdom is something in the future. That's what you have to remember about that one. The word of knowledge. This is in the present. Amen. I had an experience. And the reason this is so important to me to share with you and the online students is because I let it pass me. I almost let it slip. And it really hit me. Once I realized, I said, oh my God, that was a word of wisdom. God was telling me about something that was about to happen before it happened. And I didn't know it until later. And it's like, man, I should have been on that. And so I want you to be, Apostle used the word tonight, expectation. You can cover the gifts. Expect the gifts to begin to operate, you know, in you as the Spirit wills. You know, when we begin to spend a lot of time, you know, with the Holy Spirit, as Apostle was saying, then things are going to come up. He's going to begin to use you. You know, now we do know that fivefold ministry gifts, you can expect to see these gifts more in operation in the fivefold ministry. But the Spirit, you know, can use anybody, anytime, anywhere. Amen. You can receive a word about your own personal situations and circumstances. God can tell you something. Another time, my son, he was little, got sick, and I had to take him to the emergency room. And I was praying. Oh my God, was I praying? Because I didn't know what was. But then the word came to me that he was fine, and that I was going to be able to take him home. And I kept asking the Spirit. I say, well, what happened when these doctors come and tell me? This was years ago. Now, years ago. I'm not going to tell you how old he is right now, because then y'all start guessing about how old I am. This was years ago. And he said, don't worry about what they say. Because, you know, I think they had called in a surgeon and they had done all of this. And you know, the Spirit was telling me the boy's all right. You know, just you're going to be able to take him home. I said, well, when they come back and tell me all of this, then what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to do? And he told me, don't worry about it. Well, the surgeon saw him and they said, well, you can take him home. But if so and so and so and so happened, then you can just bring him back. Well, needless to say, I didn't have to bring him back because I had already received that word. Okay, so I want y'all to begin to expect the Holy Spirit to begin to reveal things to you, to give you words of wisdom and word of knowledge. Now, the discerning of spirits, that's not just evil spirits either. You know, a lot of time when people think about discerning of spirits, they think just evil spirits. They don't have just evil. They got some good spirits. They got some prosperity spirits. They got some spirits who are going to bring some good stuff, you know? Amen. You know, but you're going to be, when he's talking about discerning the spirits, he's talking about being able to see and hear in the spirit realm, understand something, just understand something that you, unless the Holy Spirit revealed it to you, help you. Amen. That's the discerning of spirits. Now, that's the revelation gifts. Those three revelation gifts. Give them back to me. Thank you. Uh-huh. And discerning of spirits. Okay, the next three are power gifts. Faith, and we generally call it special faith. It's not just your little regular faith. Amen. This is faith that can just work a miracle. Amen. Amen. And then they have working of miracles. And then they have gifts. And I've seen this gifts of healing as gifts of healings with an S on the heel. Amen. These are your three power gifts. They do something. The first was the revelation. They reveal something, right? They reveal something. These do something. And then the last category was the vocal gifts. And that's what I was telling you a few minutes ago. This is your gift of prophecy, where, you know, people just start prophesying. They just speak out. And prophecy is usually to exhort, to edify. It's not telling you your big toe gonna hurt next weekend. I mean, it might, but it's like what prophecy is, to edify, to encourage, to exhort. Amen. That's what the, when a word goes. I mean, and we've not long ago in one of our prayer meetings. I mean, we had some ladies. Somebody in here spoke out. Some ladies spoke out, and I mean, it was on target. Oh my God, it was on target. They were prophesying. Amen. They were edifying. They were encouraging. They were exhorting. You know. And then once they spoke it, you felt built up. Amen. So that's what that gift is all about. Prophecy, and then we know about the diverse kind of tongues. It's different from your prayer language. It is not your prayer language. Amen. And then interpret, all of this happens as the Spirit wills. Because we're at this level, amen, we're at another level. Because God has chosen this class, amen, to bring us to another level. And I told you, it's all about our apostle. You know, God is another level. And so, you know, and did I share with y'all about the rope climb? The mountain climbers and the ropes. That's the way I envisioned it. I envision it like we all attached to this rope, and the apostle is the leader. You know, and as he goes higher, then the rope and everybody connection, huh, goes higher. Even the person who was at the bottom, they don't stay at the bottom no more. You know, as we all going up. Amen. And we all have to make ourselves available. We all have to spend time with God. We have to do like Apostle Spirit. Amen. I don't know why I was so big on the Holy Spirit, but I'm really big. I like to acknowledge him. I like to invite him. I like to welcome him. I mean, it's just been on me. That's just something that I have done over the years, spending time in the Word. And you know, it's possible to say, not all the time just praying, you know, studying the Word, asking the Holy Spirit to help you. You see, that's spending time with him. What is this saying? What is it saying to me? What do you want me to see? What do you want me to do? Amen. There are times in your personal devotions, you know, he's gonna tell you to read this chapter. Go here, look at this. But it's always remember, it's for a purpose, and it's always going to be for your good. Amen. He's showing you something. I'll never forget, I stayed, I'm pretty sure, for a couple months. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Every morning I would get up. I mean, I could not stop until I read Ephesians 1 and 3. And I could not see. You know, say, okay, Lord, thank you, I'm blessed. You know, just taking it for what it was written. Apostle came out one morning, and he said, you know what that means? He said, it's already done. And it's like, oh, my. I don't know if I'm like, how come I couldn't see that? Well, well, he's at that level, amen. Amen. I think it was Dr. Leroy Jr. told us about airplanes. He said, you know, not every airplane can fly at the same level. You know, apostle, I mean, what's the highest they can go. But some of us are, we little propellers. We can't go there. We cannot go there. And that's why God has given us the fivefold ministry. Because they can go there and then bring it back to us. And give it to us so that we can understand it and receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving. And I promise y'all, I will do my best to not have any mix-up on this exam. Thank y'all for the questions, though. Thank you for the questions. Amen. Be blessed.